But I'll make a little comic book for you guys. It will not be made with this quality paper if I'm handing it out for free. God knows where the UMD Hairs budget goes. But yes, that will be it for Moral Hazard tonight. We did some wonderful news. We talked about real news. We talked about not real news. We talked about Steve Cohen buying dumb things. We talked about the hair. They do some really great stuff. But that'll be it for now. We've got Valen Vibes, and I'll see you all next week. Have a good one. This is Moral Hazard on WMUC-FM College Park. Good night.
Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Field House have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence.
Hello, dear listeners. Marley was dead to begin with. There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. Old Marley was dead as a doornail. But we, my dear listeners, we are alive, and we are listening to WMUC-FM College Park on this fine Thursday evening. I'm your friendly neighborhood DJ Valentine. This is Valen Vibes, and this is going to be one good old-fashioned holiday special, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're going to have, that's right, 2-hour power hour with me and the one and only tape dispenser, who will be in just a second. But let's get things started with a little PSA, shall we? And then we'll get right into it.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Hello, my dear listeners. So, as you heard the spiel, it is a holiday special here on WMUC-FM College Park. And you're going to hear me and the one and only tape dispenser just really...
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
guys.
There he is.
Hi.
So, how this is kind of going to work for me is I'm going to take this first half of my hour and just give you a normal, good old-fashioned holiday special. And then we're going to get pretty goofy with it. But we're going to start off with my favorite Christmas song, really, of all time. This is, of course, Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl from If I Should Fall from Grace with God. Enjoy.
There was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, I'm a lucky one. Came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling that 6 years for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
They're almost dead on a trip in that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus to sing.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
That song. Anyway, moving on, that is Fairy Tale of New York again by the Pogues with Christy McCall. If I Should Fall from Grace with God, released in 1988. Next up, we're going to hear from the one and only Rhinestone Cowboy himself. This is Glen Campbell with Blue Christmas off of his Christmas album. Enjoy.
Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. If you're not here with me, I'll have a blue, blue Christmas, that's certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a
was Glen Campbell with Blue Christmas, first released in 1968 on his end. Next up, we're going to transition into a little bit of a less classic Christmas, but a kind of classic Christmas music all the same. This is Andrew Morgan Smith and the Lifetimers off of their album Only Gift, released in 2019. This is Oh Swing All Ye Faithful. Enjoy. Dear listeners, that was Oh Swing All Ye Faithful by Andrew Morgan Smith and the Lifetimers. This next one is by Jessica Byrd, along with many others. Many, many other names. They don't have a group name. But this is God Bless You, Merry Gentlemen, released in 2018 by Jessica Byrd. Enjoy.
Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Your tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Your tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. His mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And when they came to Bethlehem, where our dear Savior lay, they found him in a manger where oxen feed on hay. His mother Mary kneeling down unto the Lord did pray. And joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you.
right. Welcome back, dear listeners. That was God Bless You, Merry Gentlemen by Jessica Byrd, with many others. Before that, you heard Oh Swing All You Faithful, and you're about to hear, this is off of the original Hadestown Broadway cast recording. They did a Christmas album called If the Fates Allow, centering the actresses of the three fates, Jewel Blackman, Yvette Gonzalez-Nasser, and Kay Trinidad. So this is Sleigh Ride off of If the Fates Allow, a Hadestown holiday album released in 2020. Enjoy Sleigh Ride. Welcome back, folks. That was Sleigh Ride by the original Broadway cast of Hadestown off of their Christmas album, If the Fates Allow. Now, my dear listeners, I started this episode with a quote from my good old buddy Chuck Dickens about, you might have heard this guy, his name is Scrooge. And what they don't tell you in Dickens's A Christmas Carol is that Scrooge wasn't a businessman. He was a college radio DJ. And man, he was... Oh my God. He was a tight-fisted hand at the radio booth, Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old DJ. But he was visited by three ghosts. And we'll get back to that later. But in the meantime, enjoy Sarah Watkins with The Holidays With You, released in 2016.
Most of our town is heading out with friends and family. They're packing up the breezes with gifts and bikes and skis. I don't need the trimmings. I don't care what we do. I just want to spend the holidays with you. I want to spend the holidays with you.
That was Sarah Watkins with The Holidays With You. Yeah. Next up is a song that I think is just really fun. I recommend this song to a friend of mine, Jack. Hi, Jack. I don't know if you're listening. But this is his favorite Christmas story by the Capitol Lights off of their album X Christmas, released in 2008. This is his favorite Christmas story.
Up in Delaware in 1937, she was wearing red lipstick to match her pretty dress. December 24th at a quarter till 11's when he finally gained the courage to ask her to dance. The night before Christmas, it was love at first sight. The carolers sang as they danced through the night. She was a small town girl, he was a traveling guy. He never caught her name before they said their goodbyes. A couple years later, he was out on the road, having Christmas dinner in a diner alone. When he saw a young waitress with a gleam in her eye, her favorite day of the year, she showed her spirits were high. She said, "Sir, can you shed a little hearty cheer? A simple Christmas story is all she wanted to hear." He looked prepared with a smile as he started to say, "Here's my favorite Christmas story about a girl with no name." He said, "I met her up in Delaware in 1937. She was wearing red lipstick to match her pretty dress. December 24th at a quarter to 11's when I finally gained the courage to ask her to dance." Every holiday season as he traveled, he'd tell about his Christmas dance partner that he never knew well. He'd share his favorite story with the locals he met. He was called the Christmas storytelling traveling man. By age 53, he had done settled down. All the neighborhood kids liked to gather around just to listen to the stories about his life on the road. All he had now were these children he told. And every Christmas Eve, they showed up before dark. He'd tell them all the story, but
hospital bed. The children had grown, he had nobody left except the little old nurse who was holding his hand. He said, "Ma'am, could you share a little holiday cheer? A simple Christmas story's all he wanted to hear." But his eyes filled with tears at the words she spoke, because his favorite Christmas story was the one that she told. She said, "I met him up in Delaware in 1937, though I never caught his name, he was a traveling man. December 24th at 10:45, I'm so glad he got the courage to ask me to dance."
All right, listeners, that was His Favorite Christmas Story by the Capitol Lights off of X Christmas, released in 2008. With that, we're about halfway through the hour, so I have one more actual holiday song for you, and then we're shifting to novelty time, baby! This next one, you'll probably recognize it. This is the Kinks with Father Christmas. Enjoy! Alright, listeners, that means we are over halfway there. That was Father Christmas by the Kinks. And now, we shift into the real Valen Vibes holiday special. Which, of course, is a double feature with the one and only Tape Dispenser. This, we're shifting towards novelty. Yes, he's still here. can confirm. They call you the being hearer. The way you be here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the old 97s. This is a song from the Gardens of the Galaxy holiday special released in 2022. And this is I Don't Know What Christmas Is, But Christmas Time Is Here by the old 97s. Enjoy.
On the third planet closest to the sun, there's a special celebration and it sounds quite fun. A jolly old fellow brings toys to everyone on a holiday they call Christmas. Now I'm not gonna lie, it makes no sense to me, but here's what Earthlings told me about this Christmas mystery. Santa is a furry freak with epic superpowers. He flies to every human home in under 14 hours. He's a master burglar, a pro at picking locks. If you don't leave milk and cookies out, he will put dung in your socks. If you act nicely through the night and don't jump on your bed, Santa comes with sugar plums and hurls them at your head. But if you're on his naughty list, he shoots missiles at your toes. He might just roast your chestnuts with his powerful flamethrower. Rain, 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 rain. Dear, 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 dear. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. He's compelled his creepy elves to do his every wish. Once sought to be a dentist, now he's sleeping with the fish. Mrs. Claus, she works the pole, plans her man's demise. Soon the elves will all rise up and stab out Santa's eyes. Ho, 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 ho. Earthlings are so weird. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. Ho, ho. That deer. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. I don't know what Christmas is, but Christmas time is here. Maybe it's there, or it's somewhere.
My dear listeners, I cannot count on one hand the amount of times per week that rain, 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 dear, 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 goes through my head. Anyway, next up, this is, of course, what this is all about. Because really, the holiday time, it's not about Christmas. It's really, at its core, about having a holly jolly, non-denominationally holiday golly, geesh, gosh, golly time.
Yeah.
Are we live?
When do we start, guys?
How do we know if we're live? There we go.
Okay, squad.
Woo! Okay, make God happy.
Are we supposed to shake our butts or
shake your little asses around? Woo!
Woohoo! Well, it's a holly jolly, non-denominationally good golly holiday time. Well, it's a holly jolly, non-denominationally good golly holiday time.
What's up? We're the Solvent Squad.
We were a kid detective gang. We our dog was murdered, fucked us up, and now we're back. Still fucked up, but fucked up together.
If we were a tree, then Gwen would be
the Star of David at the tippity top. Scrax is a bundle of bags underneath said tree.
Hey, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Esther is the tinsel and the ornaments and lights.
And eggnog spiked him psychedelic delights.
And Keith.
What's up?
Keith is a wreath.
Nice! I love wreaths.
Well, it's a holly jolly, non-denominationally good golly holiday time. Well, it's a holly jolly, non-denominationally good golly holiday time.
We wish you a non-denominational denominational occasion.
We wish you a generic seasonal celebration.
We wish you'd not impose your gauche religious persuasion.
And just buy more stuff.
Sure.
We got a non-denominational conifer.
On a non-denominational holiday.
So put on your non-denominational yarmulke.
And light your non-denominational menorah.
Woo! The 24th and 25th are a time to be
over-leveraged.
Financially.
Over-beveraged.
Alcoholically.
Over hill, over dale, over served overall.
Over overdraft fees, over overcrowded malls.
Overbooked, overlooked, overbaked, undercooked, half-baked.
Or super duper baked.
Overthought, overwrought.
Overweight, overbought.
Overserved.
Passed out underneath the tree.
When the overeating's over, overheating begins. Take your overcoat off, spread your holiday wings.
You can always give more, so fill up your carts. It ain't over till the gender non-conforming person farts.
Ooh. Loaded here. Alright, give me a minute.
Esther!
Oh. Wait, help.
Why?
Esther.
So let's take on debt to let everyone know you love them, and that's it.
Okay, the overture is finally over now. Long overdue!
Thank God.
Oh, wow.
You can't say the G word.
Right, because
it's a holly, jolly, poly potluck on Molly. It's a non-denomination holly.
Christ.
Oh.
Holly Jolly Holiday Show.
Cunt.
I love being on Safe Harbor. That was the Holly Jolly Non-Denominationally Good Golly Holiday Time by the Tin Can Bros. That was off of... So there's the Tin Can Bros. Anyone in the audience is familiar with the theater group Star Kid. It's kind of a spinoff of that. They did a play a couple years back called The Solve It Squad, and that was from The Solve It Squad Returns for a holiday special. It's called How the Grunch Cribbed Christmas. So yeah, that's your fun fact for the day. Next up, it wouldn't be a Valent Vibes holiday special if I didn't play a song from my favorite, really one of my favorite movies of all time. Definitely my favorite Christmas movie. Probably my favorite movie of all time. This is, of course, Marley and Marley from The Muppet Christmas Carol, released in 19-something. 1990-something. I think 93. I'll check that and come back to you. But this is Marley and Marley, sung by the one and only Statler and Waldorf. Enjoy.
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men. And if that spirit goes not forth in life, he is condemned to do so after death, to witness what he cannot share, but might have shared and turned to happiness. We're Marley and Marley, avarice and greed. Took advantage of the poor, just ignored the needy. We specialized in causing pain, spreading fear and doubt. And if you could not pay the rent, we simply threw you out. There was the year we evicted the entire orphanage. I remember the little tykes all standing in the snowbank with their little frostbitten teddy bears. Marley and Marley, our hearts were painted black. You should have known our evil deeds would put us both in shackles. Captive bound, we're double ironed, exhausted by the weight. As freedom comes from killing law, so prison comes with hate. We're Marley and Marley. We're Marley and Marley.
Something about mankind we love.
I think it was their money.
Doom, Scrooge, you're doomed for all time.
Your future is a horror story written by your crime.
Your chains are forged by what you say and do. So have your fun when life is done. A nightmare waits for you.
Honey, honey.
Marley and Marley. We're Marley and Marley. We're Marley and Marley. And now it's time to part.
go back where they keep our kind.
The wretched and the heartless.
The news we shared has got you scared.
We're glad that we got through.
So make amends
and make some friends.
The future's up to you.
I'm so sorry, listeners. The Muppets Christmas Carol was released in 1992, not 1993. I'm a fake fan. I'm not, actually. I will probably watch that movie over 6 times before the end of the year. I've already watched it. Oh my god. My old business partner, Spencer Marley, is in the booth with me right now. Oh no, you... No, you apparition. You... Ma, you may be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, a fragment of an underdone South Campus dining hall potato. Oh, there's more of gravy than of grave about you, Spencer Marley. Anyway, I have to calm myself down after that, and I think I need to calm you down too, dear listeners. So I think I really feel that the best way to do that is to listen to some really good reflective music. So please enjoy Silent Night.
Silent Night. Holy Night. All is calm. All is bright. Round young virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Round young virgin, mother and child,
Listeners, that apparition has left me now. I feel so much calmer. Don't you, after listening to, of course, William Shatner with Silent Night featuring Iggy Pop off of the 2018 album Shatner Claws. Now, for this next one, it's not on the streaming services, but this is a song from really my favorite, well, one of my favorite holiday specials. It's my mom's favorite. It's my dad's favorite, too, so I watched it a lot as a kid. This is from Bill Murray's Very Murray Christmas. And this, of course, Bill Murray has a lot of famous friends, you know, as one does when you're Bill Murray. And this is from A Very Merry Christmas. This is his good friend George Clooney with Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin' from A Very Merry Christmas. Enjoy.
Now mama's in the kitchen cooking, the children all fast asleep. It's time for Santa Claus to make his midnight creep.
Santa Claus wants some loving. Santa Claus wants some loving.
Yeah, I know there's something real pretty underneath the Christmas tree. But I ain't had no loving all week. It's beginning to worry me because find this old bicycle. I can't seem to find my pliers. I'm halfway watching mama for that sleepy look in her eyes.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Break it down for me, will you, Paul? Now, holy moly. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. What size shoe is that anyway? Is that a 7.5-8? Or is that an 8.5-9? Could, yeah. Oh, you're awful fine, but I don't think you're mine. You know, there's no place like home for the holidays, and I think I'd like you to take me home, or vice versa.
I don't want no turkey. I don't care if I get any cake. I just want you to come back here, Mama, before the children wake. Some loving.
Driving me crazy, Mama.
Santa Claus wants some loving. Yeah.
Now Christmas is for the children, and I want them to be real pleased. Right now, Mama, it's Christmas Eve. Come make your pappy happy, pretty please.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I am the king of Christmas.
That was, of course, Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin' from A Very Merry Christmas. Hello. From A Very Merry Christmas, featuring special guest star George Clooney. dear listeners, I don't wish that radio wasn't a video medium, because I don't. But I wish that you could see George Clooney's face just peeking out from behind a white aluminum Christmas tree every time he said that, because, oh, it's so good. Anyway, this next song, Son of Al, this next song is from Brave Combo off of their 1986 album, Musical Varieties. This is the Oh Holy Night, Cha Cha Cha. Enjoy.
Oh, one, two, cha cha cha.
Oh, one more time.
Cha-cha-cha. Now that was O Holy Night Cha-cha-cha by Musical Varieties, or off of Musical Varieties by Brave Combo. Now I have one more song for you, but I wanted to get back to that story I was telling you a little bit earlier about, you know, this college radio DJ named Ebenezer Scrooge. And man, he just, you know, he was visited by three spirits of program directors past, present, and future. And all of a sudden, he realized that college radio was a beautiful thing and that he should carry the spirit of college radio with him. And he said, oh, I am as light as a feather. I am as happy as an angel. I am as merry as a schoolboy. I am as giddy as a drunken man at homecoming. I will honor college radio in my heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the W, the M, and the UC. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. I will not shut out the signals they broadcast. And we said, yay. For Freeform, college radio is good radio. Thanks for listening, listeners. Keep on tuning in, though, because I'm still going to be here. Yeah, I don't know why. You should just keep listening. Like, I fear that that's just common.